There.
Hello, everybody. Hey.
Here we are. We're in our new digs. It's our first live show in probably close to 2 months.
First live show.
Because of the change over to the new studio here, and I just got my first tour. And it's people who don't know, it's on Union Street. It's where the old Shapiro Chevrolet, Gateway Chevrolet, used to be. I can remember buying a car off of this floor right here. Many years ago. Had a lot of friends that worked here.
It looks a little bigger than the old place, doesn't it?
It does. It's a very, very nice in here, very nice. A lot
beautiful.
More spacious than what we had over there. But I guess this is the first live show out of the new studio. So we're glad to see you here. Springtime with a little bit of snow yesterday at, I guess, 3 or 4 inches here maybe, our way in Vermont. Probably got 6 inches up in the hills, but hey, that's what they say. God's fertilizer.
We got about four. Yeah. Poor man's manure. We got about 4 inches up to my place, and the problem was, my son went out with the snowblower, but then overnight it turned crusty and ice.
Yeah, it did.
It was ice. It was dangerous. Going home the other night, I went past my driveway sideways, went down to the bottom, turned around. Went back up and finally made it up to my driveway. But I was scared for a second there. Good thing there was no traffic coming in the opposite lane because, you know, it's kind of hairy.
I got the snow. I haven't put the snowblower away yet, but I didn't. I just made it on our driveway. I made two paths for the tires. Because I knew it'd melt. And I got back from work today and
It
was all melted. So you get that. Got that sun on that hill all day. So that's
your driver's the same as mine. Faces in the same direction, and the sun beats down on it. That blacktop heats up right away.
Yep. Very good. So, what do we have new? I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff here. If people want to call in on anything, things. It's been a little bit slower than normal, I think. But I do have a lot of tidbits I usually cut out and save, and some of them are. I kind of abandoned because they were two months old, so not too interesting. But you have, I see you've got.
I just have a couple notes.
Notes here.
Couple notes, and one of them was, if you remember right, of course you were there. You were sitting on council, but I went before the city council and asked them why the developers do not send a registered letter to the abutters when something's being done. Because I went down to City Hall and said I never got a letter. And they showed me a piece of paper like that and said, your name's on it, so you got a letter. Yeah. That's what Well, prove to me you didn't get a letter. That really upset me. So I walked out and went down to the assessor's office and wanted to know who the abutters were. Mm-hmm. And they showed me, and I said, you missed a couple people. So I heard no more of that. But this week in the mail, we got a registered letter. Mailman come up to the house, sign for the registered letter, and there's another hearing for the same project. Mm-hmm. So that's good. But I don't believe that the city should be paying for the registered letters because they're like $6.50 or somewhere around there a piece. And if you got 15 abutters, you're looking at another $100.
Yeah.
I think it should be pushed down to the developer. But if you're going to spend $300,000 or $400,000 to do a project, you can well afford another $100. Mm-hmm. Well, that's my main gripe tonight.
Yeah, that was for the project up by your way, Wishaff Road, the
solar project.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's not that I'm against it, all right? In fact, it's going to benefit me because we won't have the noise. You know, it'll be a abatement for us when they put that in. We won't have the noise. We won't have four-wheelers
traffic,
going up and down the traffic, you know, illegal traffic, but they still go up and down the road and stuff, and that'll be nice for us. Yeah. So
is that why you ordered that great big long extension cord?
Mike doesn't know about that.
that'd be a good project. A lot of solar going on. Of course, we got the one at the landfill up there, and it's a great spot for it. Again, it was a... Formerly, he was going to put housing development up there,
but I guess the configuration of the lots and so forth, trying to jam 30 houses on a four-house lot.
Yeah, I forget. I mean, I was on the council way back when he brought that plan forward. I know there was problems with the sewer pipe, who owned what, and I forget exactly, but there was a big issue on that. So good to see that project moving along. He's also got that other project going on over in Williamstown, the Wabika.
Well, they're running into a little bit of problems over there. I saw they're going to get some, so he's going to make some concessions on the project. I don't know what they are.
I cut that out. I haven't had a chance to read that yet. But Williamstown, I guess it's the neighbors, the butters don't want a big hotel over there.
Okay,
All that goes with it. I think something should go over there. I mean, to make it viable, places like that, golf courses all over the county, the state, have been having a tough time. It's a beautiful golf course.
Evidently, Williamstown doesn't need the extra tax money.
There's always somebody has an agenda. And I guess if you built a house over there, if you have a little farm over there, kind of idyllic setting, you know, it is what it is. And now when they want to get in there and put a hotel in there, I don't know, I heard at 1.5 stories maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but, and there's no Indian tribes over there, so it won't be a casino, just a hotel, right? Yeah.
I think hopefully something will get done over there to save the golf course. I mean, it's a lot of tax revenue. And, you know, if you don't have that over there, what are you going to have?
The golf course is going in the red.
Then you have to develop it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those issues. I don't know. I don't live in Williamstown, but good luck to them, and we'll see what happens down the road. What else you got there?
Well, you're peeking, huh?
I'm peeking.
I got a phone call the other night, and I'm not mentioning names, but somebody asked me why the Berkshire Eagle does not put the police logs for North Adams in there. I mean, they have them for Pittsfield, Dalton, Lee, Great Barrington. I don't know if Sanderfield or the rest of the counties on them, but North Adams doesn't have the police logs on there. And I asked, well, why are you so interested in that? And the person said, well, up by me, somebody got taken out of the house by the police with a rifle because he was shooting across the street. Now, this is on Frederick Street. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the particulars of it, but two people had told me, yes, they did, and you know, now, if it's an ongoing investigation, I can see him holding, evidence back. But this here is people seeing it. They went up, they took it out, and from what I understand, the person does not have an FID card, FIDC card, whatever they are. And street talk was that they had a unregistered handgun in there, which is, and I know, is an automatic 1 year prison sentence. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to kind of shy away from that. I'm not going to really get in depth into this here because what I just said is all hearsay.
Okay.
So now your turn.
No, it is. Recently maybe a month or so ago, the Berkshire Eagle in their advertisement was talking about doing more, adding more news. You know, when we had the transcript, we had the Eagle. Eagle always was the fallback on paper because that's where you got your information from. Now, when the transcript closed a couple of years ago, we go to the Eagle. It seems like it's even less. And I know they've been talking about adding on some reporters. It's pretty sparse. I know even, what I follow is the city council meetings, what gets in the paper. And sometimes you have a city council meeting, and instead of they don't report on the meeting per se within a day or two, but they'll pick one issue. A few days later, they'll put another issue in, so it can go on for, fill in the 2 weeks between. So I don't know if it's a manpower issue or what it is, but you get very, very little. And of course, the radio station, who years ago they had their own reporters, now basically what they do is they read the Berkshire Eagle or
Berkshire Eagle, and then they announce it over the radio.
Because Tammy, I know, is out there a lot, and she does what she can do. But
and Adam's out there too.
Yeah, Adam Shanks.
Out there. Yeah. But as much as they're out there, they are not investigative reporters.
They just take
notes of what's going on at the meeting and report that.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens. They don't.
Yeah, I've had several calls over the years. Something happened, or something I was involved in, or something I did, and I've been out. Actually, a few times over the years, I've been out in Ohio, on trips and gotten calls on stuff that happened that they picked up off of someone on Facebook information.
Oh, yeah.
So it's It's a little bit lacking, but I mean, that's just goes with the territory, I guess, and the economics. You got to have the advertising money, the capital to put in it, and they don't have it. And excuse me, hopefully, I know a lot of things that we talk about over the years, whether it be politics or things in the city or things that are happening, our news that we broke has been picked up by iBerkshire, or because I know I've gotten calls. I know you've talked to people.
I've talked to people. They call me up.
Yeah. And we're happy to do that. We're happy to do that. So we'll try and keep you informed, be as factual, and not just spreading rumors.
Are we giving a prize for the first caller in tonight? Nah, never mind. I mean, you know, we wanted to have open the show with what?
Well,
9 dancing girls, but they won't let us do that.
No, we can't.
Can't do that. No.
Can't do that. So. But we did have a rather interesting council meeting. And one thing that did happen at the council meeting, which was interesting, is you were involved with. There was a person that donated a large sum of money.
A very large sum of money.
To the
police department.
Yep.
And
yep.
Actually, it was initiated by myself. And this person came to me and says, I want to make a donation, but I want to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. We set it up with the mayor's office and with the city solicitor and Michael Casalio.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael was a point man on this. And I met with the two people, Mike Casalio, myself, and this other person, and we discussed what the money was going to be used for and how it could be used.
Mm-hmm.
And this person wrote out a check. And of course, it's public knowledge now. Wrote out a check for $30,000 for front line. That means it can be used for personal equipment, safety equipment for the police, such as, I believe Mike's looking into getting some helmets, face shields, and so forth and so on. He wants to get some defensive weapons. In other words, a 12-gauge shotgun which shoots, and you're familiar with this.
Yeah.
The bags.
Non-lethal weaponry.
Yep. Can knock a guy down. And, you know, because if a guy like myself has a heart murmur or an AFib, I have an AFib, mm-hmm. and you hit him with a taser, you can put him out for good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, things like that. The face shields.
Well, it's nice you're going to be shot now instead of tased. Yeah. No, that's just a tremendous. Tremendous thing, and the person does want to remain anonymous, and I don't know who it is. And,
but if there's anybody out there that wants to give another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, call me at my house, and I'll meet with you, and I'll set it up.
Yeah, no, that was a
process where it took maybe 2 months for this person and myself to get together to line up what has to be done with the money, how it can do.
Mm-hmm.
It went through the city solicitor. The mayor knows who it is. I know who it is. Mike Casalio knows who it is. In fact, I seen John DeRosa at Boston Seafoods one night, and he come up to me and said, you know, we grew up together and went to school together. I said, yeah, who's the donor to the $30,000?
Yeah.
And I says, it's what I said, anonymous.
That's a great thing.
Yes,
you know, doesn't want any recognition.
Yep.
But obviously wants to give back to the city. And you do see a lot of that. You know, people doing things like that, people do that, again, while they're alive, but they want they don't want any
I can remember back a few years ago, a gentleman who I played Little League ball with, mm-hmm. and it was in the paper, and it was on everything, Bobby Siciliano,
mm-hmm.
Robert Siciliano, who was working in, I believe, Philadelphia or Camden, New Jersey for, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Campbell Soup Company, who retired from there, is a middle echelon, higher echelon, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but came back to North Adams and donated $10,000 to the library in his mother and father's name.
Mm-hmm.
Because those days we didn't have a computer, and he spent his time after school in the library studying, and that's where he learned all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000. No, back then it was, you know, it's like giving $50,000, $60,000 now.
Yeah. No. When people bequeath money, it's a nice thing. It definitely is a nice thing.
Another one. I sat with a woman for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Talking, and she asked me what she could do. She says, I got something for you. I want you to have these. And there were 8 boxes of slides from around the world where she went, where she was in the Army. I don't know if it was USO, but she was in the regular Army, and she played the violin. And she took pictures all over the world where she's been with the entertainment. And that was Pauline Young, the music teacher. Mm-hmm. And if you remember right, she donated $100,000 to the Drury High School Music. So, we're moving up in the scale. We're next, I guess.
That was, you're going to write
I got $2.5.
You're going to write a check? Well, hey, I mean, it's just nice people do stuff like that. And it'd be nice to recognize them. But if they want it that way, that's fine. So we got lots of different things we can talk about here. One thing that was brought up at the council meeting, I think it was 2 council meetings ago, excuse me, is the a capital improvement plan. And it's pretty extensive. And Mayor brought it before the council a few weeks ago. And it's several, 40, 50 pages long maybe. And it kind of outlines everything for the next several years. And it's a real nice kind of a roadmap to see what we got out there, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, where the funding is going to come from, basically from 2017 to 2011. And it's, I mean, everything, you know, replacing, you know, window replacement at Johnson School, renovate fields, vehicle replacement, replacing grader, when it is going to be done, potentially possibly going to be done, and where the funding is going to come from. And we do have several payments that the city's been making for different bond issues over the years that are going to be paid off and coming due. But, I mean, it kind of, they have a professional people come in here from Boston. The woman came in and made a nice presentation, and it's everything, water, sewer, all the schools, all the equipment, police department, fire department, airport, and it's all broken down of when they're going to do it, how they're going to do it, what type of funding will pay for it. So it's I like to see something like that, a plan. You know, we always talk about the 2030 plan, and you know that's nice and has its merit. But this is something very definitive, right down on paper, and it's spelled out for the next 5 years. And it's I don't think it's going to be done exactly the way, but it's a roadmap, and it's something that you can look at, you can have in your hand, and I'm sure a lot of these will be bandied about. And you know, funding, you never know. You count on, you know, Chapter 70, Chapter 90 funds. And hopefully everything comes to fruition, and you could be getting more. So I don't know if you probably haven't had a chance to look through this.
I haven't. You know what? They usually post these on the city website, but yeah. Lately I haven't been able to get even the city council meetings. I haven't. Mm-hmm. You know, I get the agenda, but you can't go in to see what the papers are. Mm-hmm. You know, like the papers you get on Wednesday, your packet. Yeah. I haven't been able to get in there. I don't know if it's my computer, if they took that portion of it off. Hmm. I don't know what it is. But I remember when you weren't on the council then, back in 2007, I believe, I was the only citizen at the meeting where they brought up $64 million worth of work had to be done.
I remember that very well.
You remember that?
I remember I talked about it. And that was it was kind of a slide presentation where the mayor and Mr. Canales, I took the council and went through everything. And I didn't like the way that was done because it's overwhelming when you look at it like that. You look at it, you say, oh my gosh, we're doomed. We might as well just close up. And it's
of course, me being me and I being I, when they said, well, anybody got any questions? I said, I do. You know, and I wasn't on a council. I was just there as a concerned citizen. And they said, well, what's your problem? I said, where the heck did you get these figures? Well, that's what we figured. Wait a minute. First of all, you and you are not engineered. You figured it's going to cost you this much money? Why don't you go back out and get somebody who knows what they're doing, come in and do it? And they did. And it is.
Yeah.
You know, it went from 64 down to 37. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it go down to $12.20.
That, when they did that one, that was, okay, we got a telephone call? Okay.
You want to be the first? Go ahead.
Let's see.
You've been here long. Call.
Hello, let's talk about it.
No.
No?
Okay. Hello?
Okay. Almost. We had a phone call. We just haven't had a chance to talk yet.
Well, people out there, remember, this is all new equipment. Our control room is being run by four people tonight out there. And we may lose you.
There'll be some kinks.
Call back. They're going to get things fixed.
We'll work it out. But yeah, when they backed down with that $60 million, I mean, it overwhelmed. I know some counselors were very overwhelmed, and you got kind of, put back. But they were talking, replacing the water system, which we need work done. I mean, you can't go out and spend $15 or $20 million to replace that. It's just not within our means. You fix it as you go along. And this year, we were very lucky because last year, I think we had 24, 30 major water breaks during the winter because of how cold it was. This year, we've only had a few, so we saved a bunch of money. Let's try again. Hello, let's talk about it.
We don't have any voice.
You don't have any voice?
No, I'm watching the show, and you have no voice since it started.
There's been no voice since it started.
Right.
Okay.
It's only in Adams. They're working on it.
Okay.
Okay,
they're working on it now.
All right, thank
you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in, yes.
Yep.
It's a cable company issue, and it's only in Adams. North Adams can hear you fine.
Okay, North Adams can hear us fine.
North Adams can hear it.
It's a cable issue, and they're working on it, so we'll get them. I appreciate the phone call, but North Adams does get us. But, North Adams this year, kind of ahead of the curve this year, saved a ton of money on the snow plowing from last year.
Overtime,
sand, salt, water main breaks, and of course, I'm going to take full credit for that as a counselor.
Oh yes, of course. Wow, remember, you may take full credit for the one on Glen Ave. Yeah, they had a sewer break.
Okay.
And they had to call Williamstown in because our equipment was being...
Let's talk about it.
Here we go again.
Oh, that one got dropped. Okay. Okay, we'll work it on it. We'll try again. Maybe bring the phone out here and we'll answer it. Go back to lower decker. I left my cell phone at home. I say, call my cell phone, but usually I bring it with me.
No, I didn't bring mine either.
But that's okay. But so the city is ahead of the curve this year. We saved tens of thousands of dollars. I don't know what the final will be. Of course, you had things like happened yesterday, and we're not totally through it yet.
We're so far
ahead of where we were last year. It's just a great thing. So in the upcoming months, again, this is a draft, and I don't know. I imagine they might put it on a website, but it's...
It's awful long to put on a website,
piece of work here.
I believe there's only, two people working on the website, and it's a lot of typing, a lot of work. Scanning, yeah.
But it's nice. I mean, it breaks everything down, free cash, where the money's coming from, where we're gaining.
Well, that's the important thing, to know where the money's going to come from.
It is. Free cash, I mean, they got it planned out, everything. It's a... I was pretty
year
happy
by,
to see
year
it.
By year?
Yeah,
year by year. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Where it's coming from, what comes off, what's going on. It's nice. Another one? Okay, let's try again. Hello, let's talk about it.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
How are you, Ed?
I'm good, good.
Good. Can you hear me all right?
We can.
Yes, we can.
All right, I can just barely hear you. I don't know what's the matter.
Okay.
Anyway, but I wanted to call and ask a few questions. I figure I've lived in North Adams most of my life, except for a few years in the military. And I figure that I'm lucky to be living in North Adams. We don't have any crime in this town. I don't know if you're aware of that. No shootings, no muggings, no drugs, according to the Eagle, apparently, because there's never anything reported in there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I was kind of curious. Why is that?
I'm
baffled on that. I mean, they call me up and ask me if I want to, subscribe to the Eagle. When I ask them, Why don't you put more North County news on? Why isn't there police logs from, you know, North Adams police? And they're baffled because they can't answer me. They don't know the reason why it's not there.
Yeah, it's a reporter's duty to call and get the news and the information. So, I mean, I don't know why they don't. We get very little. If you look at the paper, we get very, very little in North Adams. Pittsfield gets its fair share, but I mean, you're talking, when you read the Berkshire Eagle, you look at the demographic it covers, the towns and city it covers, how it can be so devoid of information. It's very basic town meetings. Half of the news is general AP reported state news, you know, out of Boston or national news. I'm going to say 25-30% might be local news, and unfortunately, a lot of it is old news. You know, last year, I mean, when things were going on in the city, water main breaks or stuff that happened, the only way people found out about anything that wasn't reported on an emergency phone call from the city was, you know, through Facebook. Very, very little was done. That's why over the past few years, we broke a lot of stories and tell a lot of stuff. They say they're going to improve it. We're going to get more. I haven't seen it yet. They come out with that more than a month ago, and I have not seen that yet.
Well, it's a good feeling to know that we live in a city that's almost crime-free.
Boy, it's a nirvana here.
And it's unbelievable. You pick up the paper and no crime reports, nothing. We've had a shooting in North Adams recently. Nobody was injured, thank God. And I think the people who did it weren't aiming at anybody. I think there were kids just fooling around.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. But there's no drug reports on drug busts and nothing in the paper at all.
No.
So what I'm thinking is that pretty soon I'm going to cancel my subscription because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
People can get all the information on iBerkshire, and they're pretty thorough.
They are. I'll tell you for myself, because for a while I did cancel it, and I did go back to it, but the only redeeming factor it does have, as redeeming as it is, would be the obituaries.
As far as the obituaries go, Rob, I talked to the girl in charge of obituaries this morning. I called, and she said the obituaries are on the expensive side.
Yeah, they are.
For a lot of people, and that's why you don't see some of them. But she said the first 15 lines are $77.50. After that, $3 a line. Well, you take a 10-inch column or 11 or 12-inch column, you're looking at $400 or $500.
Yeah.
And that's what it amounts to. And a lot of people can't afford it, apparently.
Not only that, plus the picture.
I think today there was 5 or 6 or 7 obituaries, and that's a pretty good moneymaker.
It is. The picture also costs money,
too.
Let's talk
about it. Let's talk about it. We are.
Yep.
Who am I speaking to now? Eddie?
Bob.
Rob?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. We're both here. We can both talk.
We can both talk. Yeah.
Okay. No, I was just curious why this is. I mean, nobody's done anything about it. We've got a good police force in North Adams,
as far
as I'm concerned. They do a hell of a good job. I know a couple of cases where they respond instantly. And there's nothing. I know the police are working.
Yeah.
But if you look at the paper, they're doing nothing because there's no crime, according to what they're telling us.
Well, that's what happens.
You know.
That's
well,
what happens.
I thought I'd throw it out and see what you know.
I will tell you.
Shake somebody up and get a little action here.
Well, there's one reason I know, besides the economics of it and reporting, is if they had a week where they got 25, 30 phone calls down there to the, you know, to the editor of the paper, and we're complaining about it, you know, if they're sitting there and nobody's complaining about it, you know, what do we have to do this for? You know, maybe they get one or two complaints. But if you look at the paper, what it is for a community, you know, the school issues, the obituaries, the weddings, the engagements, a lot of things, you know, I know there's Facebook now, but I'm still a person. I like to pick a paper up. I like to feel the paper, read the paper.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like everything. People have lost touch with it. That everyone is just, you know, getting everything they want and think they need on Facebook and sharing information. Some might be correct, some might not be correct.
Right. Well, I think that if more people were to cancel, they'd mm-hmm. come around differently and do things differently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's too bad. It really is.
Yes,
it's
it is.
When the Harbins ran a transcript, it was run right.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
There was no baloney. And even there's nothing about the military, the guys going in, the guys coming home, getting out.
No.
Or people who were hurt.
No.
And it's very few little current events in there. Happenings in a town.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
I've saved newspapers when big events happen, and I've got them going back decades. But when
right.
you look at a... if you ever get a chance to look at a newspaper from 1970 or 1980...
Well, big difference.
Oh, the news, the content, the businesses,
yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, I'm going to hang up and let you gentlemen continue.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you
and
for calling
for
in.
You were number one.
You
all
get
right.
the prize.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Actually, number two. We had to call that.
They called that canceled.
They were reading our lips.
Was. I think that was me calling them. I think I get the prize.
Well, that was from, like I said, it must have been Adams that they couldn't hear us. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to get maybe get good at reading lips. But hopefully that'll be resolved quickly. But that's a cable issue.
Yeah.
What else you got there?
I got the Berkshire Street Railroad, the scenic railroad coming in.
Yes.
Next Saturday, I believe they got, I don't know how many people coming in, 160 people. I know there's a special train coming in.
Yes.
They're going to be running special trains once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And they ask, the North Adams Historical Society to take people through and,
mm-hmm.
and do $1 million.
Well, they haven't got the money yet to finish the final mile coming into Adams.
They want the Historical Society to take the people in and show them the display we have, then go over to the Railroad Museum and see what, you know, about the Hoosier Tunnel, mm-hmm. so forth and so on. And there was a question I asked, because one of my classmates from high school works on the Scenic Railroad, and I said, how are these people going to get from the Breen Center
mm-hmm.
over to the Heritage Park? It's against the law to cross the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I don't know how they're going to do it. You know, I said, well, if you got people in the hard of walking, you know, you got to walk all the way down Main Street, around, up over the bridge. And
you
down
have to go around, right?
Around, you have to go around. I said, why don't you make a suggestion? And I will volunteer. I'm saying this publicly. I will volunteer that if the city gives a 15-passenger van like the white school buses,
mm-hmm.
I'll drive those people back and forth.
Yeah, no, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
you know,
it would be a nice gesture, a couple of them.
Especially if it's raining out or the weather's a little bit inclement or cold.
You know, this, my classmate says, I'm going to bring it up and see what they're going to do. So I'm waiting on it.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing to get 60 people in the morning, 60 people in the afternoon to look, walk,
mm-hmm.
walk the street, North Adams.
Yeah.
If you got 120 people and one of them says, I'd like to buy a house here, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
No.
The job is getting them here. Once they're here, then it's up to you. If they don't do anything, but hopefully they'll get the money in the to get that railroad. I haven't been a big fan of it.
No, neither have I.
Personally, it's state money.
You know why? Because we've seen it all our lives. We've seen the back of the cemetery. We've seen the Pfizer quarry. We've seen that stuff. It doesn't impress us. It's like going to New York, right? And you're walking New York, you're looking up.
Yeah.
And the people who live in New York are going to work there every day. They know where mm-hmm. they're going. They never stop and look at, you know, the plazas, the hotels. You know, they never look at Broadway with the shows and stuff. They're going to work. They're not interested in that.
Yeah. I mean, the scenic part gets me. I mean, I think it's more because of what the rail meant to this part of the country when the country was growing, you know, the Hoosick Tunnel and the industry and the mills and transportation, you know, that's where I find it interesting. It'd be nice if they could have had a period engine, but I guess, you know, this is a start. You don't know what it's going to turn into, so if anything good comes out of it, that's great. I just hope they can afford to keep it going. I hope they get the volunteers to keep it running. I hope they get the $1 million that the state said they were going to give to finish it off into Adams.
$1 million a mile is not bad. That's cheap. If you actually look and talk, and when railroads went through, they would cost, you know, a lot of money. And,
yeah.
And of course, when the railroads went through, they got 3 miles to the left of the track, 3 miles to the right of the track was theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So any town that ran up in between, the railroad profited.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
This is probably, and this here is, I guess, is a club throughout the United States or the Northeast or wherever it is that go around and ride these little trains,
mm-hmm.
like the one up in North Bennington.
Yep.
You know, it goes up into Manchester mm-hmm. and back.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice to have a couple hundred people in town.
It's neat. I know I rode on a, out in Colorado, a narrow gauge. It's a, I think it was number one in North America. Quite a trip, and it's several hours long, and goes from Silverton up in the mountains and the Rockies down to Durango. But it's a really, something. But it's quite a long trip.
Well, my wife and I are looking to go with another couple. We want to take a ride from, we wanted to go from meet a couple in Brattleboro and go up into Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
But the Vermont side of the Amtrak is not running into Canada. You have to go to Rensselaer and pick up the Adirondack and go up into Montreal and stay overnight and come back the mm-hmm. next day. And that, you know,
yeah,
it's
no,
a
that
nice
seems
ride.
Like
it's
something
nice.
That could be
yeah, it's a nice
beneficial.
Ride.
You know, if, whether Amtrak ever picks something up or whatever, could be beneficial. we'll hit that. Let's see. We got the tax breaks there. I guess we'll hit this. North Adams city officials hope to end the year in the black. That's okay. Go for it, Ed.
Oh, it has a
lot. Everything's back.
We got a lot. Hello, let's talk about it.
Yes.
Hello.
I had a hard time getting through. The volume wouldn't come on. So I called the cable company. They finally got me on here.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm calling from Adams.
Okay.
And so you're talking about the city of North Adams now in the black. Should
right.
they be in the black? I mean, would not sanding much, plowing much, or overtime?
The I think where the money's been saved this year is because of the winter. The public safety, that's going to be an issue. That's going to be, I think, probably $250,000 from what I know right now.
Really? That much?
We had, I believe, four people out, maybe six,
yeah.
For extensive injuries. And whenever you get people out like that, I mean, overtime just skyrockets. And you got basically a small force. You've got to
right,
cover those.
Right.
And people end up working a lot of hours. So that's... that's always been an issue.
But, I mean, on the long run, the city should be saving a lot of money.
This year they did. I'd love to know what they saved in fuel for all the
yes,
buildings they
yes.
have. I mean, that had to be a ton of money, just
I
because
mean,
they use so much less.
Yes, I was a North Adams resident, and now I moved back to Adams. But, you know, I'm sort of into politics, you know.
Mm-hmm. It can be kind of fun. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the town of Adams, they should be saving money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should be saving money.
Well, I listened to your Tony Mizuko down there, and I like his style. I like his style.
You like his style, right?
I do. He's come in, he's made some tough decisions. I'm sure a lot of them people don't like or don't agree with, but when you're put in that position that he's put in as a town manager, he's responsible for everything.
Correct.
And fiscally,
correct.
He has to do what is best for the town of Adams. That's his job. And again,
yes.
it's not
no,
an elected
it's,
position, but if he doesn't work out, you get rid of him. If it works out, you keep him. And I kind of like things I've heard from him. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call him sometime, and I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah. No, I tried getting through the show, but I didn't get the volume in
mm-hmm.
Adams here. But I called the cable company, and they took care of it.
Okay.
They rebooted everything. So.
You must have a lot of pull down there. How do you think the town manager down there is doing?
I really can't say yet. I really can't say.
Well,
you know,
He's made some tough decisions, made some tough cuts.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. Very tough decisions.
And Adams has got some big issues coming up with their school district of, the what are they going to close? The school in Adams, the school in Cheshire? I mean, you'd think it'd be the one in Cheshire, but do you take a school out of Cheshire? It's a lot of money involved, and that's going to have to be made, and that's going to be a real touchy-feely thing going on down there.
Right. And, well, that's like North Adams. Is that no school? I mean...
Mm-hmm. It was. That was a very touchy-feely thing also.
Oh, yeah.
And, we got through it. We got through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are you voting for? Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
You know, I believe it or not, I like Trump just because he's so blasted honest. And, you know, the one thing about Trump, here's a guy, why in the world does he want to be president?
He needs,
I firmly believe in his heart, genuinely, much like when I ran for mayor, you know, that wasn't one of my top priority things, but I thought I could make a difference. I think he truly believes he can make a difference. Whether he can or he can't, he's put himself forward. People are out there. We got a big primary tonight, and I do love watching the primaries. I do like Cruz, and they blasted the Republicans. And I'm not a Republican. I'm independent, but they blasted Republicans so bad. I was so proud of the Republicans. They put 17, I thought, good candidates out there. We had a choice. When I look at that Democratic platform, I see, like I said last show, my wife and I were watching a debate one night, and they asked Hillary if if you were president tomorrow, would you return all the immigrants? And she said no. Asked Bernie Sanders, would you return them? And they said no.
Yeah.
I mean, I think right now illegals are probably going to come over in record numbers, because if these people get in, they're not going to uphold the laws of the land. How do you have a candidate that's going to have to take an oath of office if they're president to swear to uphold the law of the land, take an oath, and you're coming out and saying you're not going to do it? You're breaking the laws. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with their emails and Benghazi, but when they say stuff like that, the press, so liberal, doesn't even pick it up and mention it. I told my wife, I said, you're not going to see any of this on anything. It just went over everybody's head. So it's an interesting election year. That is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very, very interesting.
Yep. Yeah. So,
all right. I just wanted to call, and thanks for the guy that was, called, and he said call the cable company.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
All right. I'm going to vote for Bob Cardamino.
There you go. There you go.
Hey. You might as well.
Bob's a good man. I'll tell you, Bob has a good heart, and Bob's a good guy. He is. He's trying to improve stuff. He never does it, much like Trump, doesn't do it for his own personal gain. He finds issues. He fights it. I just wish there's more people. He's a little bit extreme, trying to calm the guy down sometime, but I know people who grew up with Bob, and they said when Bob was 10 years old, he was the same way. So Bob hasn't changed, and hats off to Bob. Bob's put himself out there, you know, so I got to give him that.
He speaks his mind.
He does. He does.
He speaks his mind.
He does. So hopefully we're going to be in the black, like I say, and that's we got some savings. We're going to be able to put some money away, get a little bit of money in reserves.
Phone call.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, hi, Bob. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, good.
All right. The city's in the black. Wonderful. What do you think the chances are of the mayor coming in under 2.5 for the budget?
I don't know. It's budget time now. They've had one budget meeting. I couldn't get to. I'm hoping to make. I'm not on that committee, but I'm hoping to make some meetings. I mean, I think there's a lot of meat on the bone for the city. I mean, I think it's a good opportunity. So many things are going on right now, countywide. I talked to him a few weeks ago about the superintendent position, and you know, Adams lost their superintendent. We happen to need one.
Right.
We're right in the middle of it. I said maybe we could talk about sharing one, and again, you would need an assistant superintendent, but the talks weren't out there. He didn't think it was the right thing to do. And again, he's the captain of the ship. But I thought it was an opportunity at least to maybe hold back on it for a little bit, talk about it. Maybe he can save some money there. I'd like to see more sharing. You know, I see in the report when they have something like a road grader down. I think the city can do things like, do you need a road grader? Sure, we need a road grader. How many days of the year do you need a road grader? Maybe, I don't know, I'm guessing, 20, 30 days. How many times does Adams need one or Williamstown? You know, we shouldn't be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for a road grader when you can split the cost. So I'd like to see a lot of cost savings and, you know, sharing. I think we're getting a lot of things paid off, so we're going to have some money to try and get ahead of some of these capital expenses we got going and some of the things we have to do. The police station, it's got to be, you know, we got to do a new public safety building. Just looking at it right now, I'd say keep the fire station, redo it, and build a police station. And again, I've said this for 2 years now, more than 2 years.
More.
A police station is something you should get Adams, Williamstown, North Adams, Clarksburg, Florida Mountain, say let's build a police station, and everyone works out of that police station. You know, there's a lot of ways we can, I think, save money. We got to get creative. If you look in the paper just a couple weeks ago, and I've been saying this for a long time, where they've always talked about their 2030 plan here, and it's, okay, you got a 2030 plan. Countywide, the population's dropping like crazy. What have you got?
Second thing. Go ahead. Well, what do you know about Crane? What's going on with that?
Crane?
Are they still getting the tax break?
He was going to
broke the agreement, so.
That's something, believe me, he'll be looked at. He put a proposal out there, I think, the first week in January for the new development out in the West End for a tax break for them. And I was going to bring the Crane thing up then. Did Crane meet their obligations? Who owns Crane now? Is it employee controlled? Should they still be getting their breaks? He was going to bring that paper forward first week in January for the Caritti project. I was going to kind of tie that right into it. It's been tabled. It's been postponed. I mean, the day of that is coming. I mean, a lot of things in the city. I'd like to know, you put an RFP. RFP out for Sullivan School. I don't think anything came back. You got an RFP out for the Armory. I don't know if anything's come back. You've got the skating rink, which isn't on the books like everything else is investigated. I'd like to see that looked at. I'd like to see the transfer station, which I think, from what I can recall, we used to make a ton of money on. And I go up there now, and it's down to nothing. We've lost it. And I don't know if we're saving money
or losing. Yeah, we're still making money. I question his figures on being in the black, because less than a year ago we were I believe somewhere around 300,000 in the red up at the landfill, or that's what they were telling us. We weren't making enough on the water and sewer to pay Williamstown, and now all of a sudden we're in the black. Mm-hmm. So the mayor has a way with figures that are questionable, you know, to say the least. But mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad if we're in the black, mm-hmm. then show us, give the taxpayers a break. Mm-hmm. And if we need infrastructure, don't give up any tax breaks. All right, unless you can get your money back tenfold. Mm-hmm. All right, I just don't understand. Somebody comes in and promises, well, in 10 years from now, I'm going to invest $20 million. But yet they want the tax incentives up front, mm-hmm. You know, which is what Crane did. Crane took the best out of that five-year agreement, and then they sold it and walked down the road mm-hmm. with their pockets full of money. Mm-hmm. You know, he should be looking into getting that money back from Crane.
Well, that's how
you know, Crane under the Crane agreement, he was supposed to come to the council. The Crane people were supposed to come to the council every January, all right? Mm-hmm. According to the agreement, last July, Crane was supposed to come back and to the council and prove that they had spent $5 million right. in investments on Curran Highway. Mm-hmm. Did it ever happen? No.
Yeah.
So let's get our money back.
Yeah.
You're talking about a billions and billions of dollar business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're giving money to billionaires, all right? And we're the poorest city in the state. Can we afford to support billionaires?
No.
All right, I'll hang up.
Yeah.
Good to see you back again.
Okay, Wayne, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. The problem there is the people forget, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They forget about Crane saying, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
And now we're going to, they're obligated. They signed an agreement.
Yeah,
an obligation.
Yeah, they're obligated. They signed an agreement. But you don't see anybody, and I'm going to say this. You don't see people on the council standing up and saying, hey, what about Crane?
Mm-hmm.
They owe us.
I haven't brought up, but I was already in January when he brought the paper forward for Caritti. Because Caritti, I can see if somebody's going to come into your community and you can give them a tax break as a way to get them in there. The thing that bothered me about Crane, Crane was making this move for themselves. It was the best move for the company to save money to use that plant when they bought the place in Mainau. For us to give it to them, they didn't need it. We gave it to them. They profited from it. Did they follow through on it? I mean,
no, they walked away.
The feet, I think, will be held to the fire. Again, it was January. I've got the papers in here somewhere. It was in January where I was ready and had my paperwork all ready for the, I think it was the first or second meeting in January for a tax break incentive or something going on over to Caritti Mill over there. And I'm all for the project. I truly am. How many jobs? I don't know. I had questions to ask, but the paper was pulled. I think he might have gotten wind that there was some talk, you know, that something might be happening. Here it is right there. Alcumbright
to request tax debate delay.
I knew
that's
I had it.
January
somewhere.
12th.
Yeah, it was right when I got into council. It was one of the first things I was going to be bringing up, and I had questions about Crane. So I don't know what the new plan is, but something's being reworked. Maybe new ideas. Maybe it's good stuff. We can hope. But there is potentially, and he mentioned it in his state of the city. Potentially, there's a ton of stuff that could be coming in here, from the railroad museum over there, to the museum over at the airport, to the Redwood Motel project.
Most of these projects, like the railroad museums coming in,
mm-hmm.
All right, it's an LLC. They're looking for grant money.
Sure they are.
They're looking for grant money to come in. It's not like these people are going into Caritti's. They're looking to invest some of their money, some grant money, some of their own money to do something. Redwood Motel, the same way, you know? But these people here are coming in, and they want us to pay them to come in here. And they're LLC, they're not being taxed, but guess what? The people running this show are getting big bucks.
Oh, they are.
They're getting big bucks.
They are, and I can almost, from business, they're putting the deal together. They're putting something there. What's going to come of it? I don't know. A lot of these things won't be, they're tax deferred, but eventually they'll be paying taxes. You've always got to say, what's going to happen if they don't come in? I mean, look at the Redwood Motel. I mean, that had gone down for the last 10 years, maybe. I mean, I'd do a walk, come by the house, and I'd walk by that, and it got run down. It wasn't good looking. They weren't putting money
into
it.
They're putting money into it now.
Whether it's grant money, private money, if something's over there being done, generating income, the Caritti project is a good example of getting somebody here. Those people had, as far as I know, no plans to come here in North Adams and start this project. They were over at Williamstown, over to Clark. They're from New York City, Connecticut, down there where a lot of money is and a lot of developers are. They were driving through the community.
Right.
So when they buy a building like that for $750,000, I mean, that's it's a steal. It's a steal. What would be done with it if they didn't do it? It'd still be an empty building for sale. So there's a lot of potential stuff that'll reap benefits, you know, down the road. Mass Mocha is always criticized. I get people that's done tons, between hotels and motels and getting tourists here. I'd like to see them a payment in lieu of taxes. Again, for the most part, I don't like those programs, but I think Matt Smoka has taken a lot of money out of downtown. And it was, hey, they were taking care of themselves.
They were definitely taking care of themselves.
They were putting stuff in and making it attractive and getting law firms in there and getting restaurants in there, and they did what they had to do. So for them...
Originally, it was going to be a museum.
Strictly museum.
And then they came in with the law offices and,
but again,
like you said...
That evolved, you know, which it had to. The initial projects, you look at a lot of things and... Well, maybe we can't have this.
Well, you want to read some. You're going to do it now because you've got a computer now. Ralph Brill, RalphBrill.com.
Amazing man. Yeah.
Yeah, RalphBrill.com. He's got some excellent ideas. Mm-hmm. I mean, he come out with a new thing now. The fiber optics or new material being made here is going to be used in clothing, so forth and so on. I got this months ago from Italy. The plant is in Italy. That's where they're going to be doing most of the stuff.
Call real quick, though. You got 2 minutes.
I know. Okay. One more call.
Hello. Let's talk about it.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Ed. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you know about Bob? What do you know about that RFP that's out there for the old anodizing down across from McCann School? It used to be Colonial Anodizing. Now it's out of business there. Mm-hmm. The city's looking to buy the property. What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about that one.
Well, city wants to make the new DPW yard down there. I mean, what are they looking to purchase? How much are they looking to spend on that?
That I don't know.
Is that land contaminated in any way or any shape or anything else from all the businesses that have been there?
That I don't know.
I mean, there are questions that nobody seems to ever ask at a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was budget time, and this is when stuff's going to come up. But, you know, I was not aware of any RFP down there. I'm aware of... Like I just mentioned, several others in the town.
Well, after your last meeting, city council meeting, both Mr. Canales and Mr. LaScarbo were down there the next day looking at the building.
Were they?
All I can tell you is what people see.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor did say that there is an RFP out on it. I'm surprised that you people don't know anything about it. Yet, then again, if he doesn't want to tell you anything about it, you're never going to know about it until it comes out by somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
But you might have an idea on it here.
That I don't.
No, but...
That's something I will look into.
And now, you've got a train that's going to come from Adams to North Adams, which has been put on hold for another year or two. They're not going to build the tracks in Adams.
We got to use you as an undercover investigator.
Yeah, well, I'm in enough trouble. But, you know, whatever happened to the $150,000 that was going to be split between Adams and North Adams so we could build a platform in North Adams? We don't even have a way for anybody to get off the train here.
No, we don't.
Both ends are in a little bit of trouble right now.
Well, you know, there was $150,000 appropriated by the state. Did Adams get it all and didn't split it with North Adams? It was listed as North Adams.
Excuse me, Mark. We're down to 5 seconds.
Mark. We'll have to talk again.
Well, I hope you can look at the that I mentioned to you about it, and I'm good talking to you guys.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for watching us tonight. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Hopefully, we'll have everything under control.
All right.
All right, Mark.